Hello, this is Nikki Creel from NikkiCreel.com, and today in my next in my series of how social media has helped my business, I have Tom Evans, who is an author, the book writer, and a creative catalyst, and he's going to tell me, speak to me about social media. Hello, Tom.
Hello there, Nikki.
How are you?
Very good today.
Good. Tom, what made you start on social media, using social media, and which tools do you use?
Well, I don't think when I started, I knew it had a name. I didn't know it had a name. Everyone called it social media afterwards. So I just saw it as a way of broadcasting or even narrowcasting. And I guess I've been using social media for 10 or 15 years now, you know, from the start of the internet. Because one of the things that happened to me when the internet came about is I was a techie. So I learned how to do HTML and all that sort of stuff. And I learned how to make my own web pages. So before all these tools came about, I was already broadcasting and doing my stuff.
It's quite funny because all the techie people say social media has been around for a very long time.
It has, yeah. Yeah, but in the early days of the internet, I created tools before blogs came about for people to post their own pages. So I thought that you didn't have to be technical just to be able to post something on the internet. So I made all these content management systems. So people could just, using forms, just submit their own content onto the web.
And how has social media helped your business, if we were going to give it the name of social media?
Well, latterly and retrospectively, it's actually generated business. So, and I don't do any classical marketing anymore at all. All I do is generate content. So I'll tweet every day, I'll do some sort of blog or microblog each day, I'll put some posts on Facebook each day, and I find that just putting good stuff up there that people want to read or to listen to or to watch seems to attract just the right amount of business at the right time perfectly.
I know you've often spoken to me about the serendipity of a tweet.
Yeah, I did an amazing tweet about 18 months ago. I started to get into iPhone apps. I thought, well, even though I can do the technical side of things, I thought I'm going to outsource this. So I put a single tweet, that's less than 140 characters, onto Twitter saying, anyone know an iPhone app developer? And the most perfect person just turned up. So how much effort is that?
Okay, do you have a specific story to tell about how social media has helped your business?
Yeah, I was talking to somebody about social media, a client of mine, and I was getting her into Twitter. And I said, look, you've really got to be able to summarise exactly what you are in less than 140 characters. And as an example, I said, I'll do me. So I typed away I used a word processor because it had a character count on it. Oh, no, I didn't. I used TweetDeck because it had the character count. So I put in the exact description of me and what I did, all those wonderful things, you know, that I'm an author, I help other people, I help people with writer's block and all that sort of stuff, went on and on, but I summarised it really neatly, and then I read it out to her and then got her to do her, put the phone down, and I thought, oh, this is far too good a tweet to waste. So I pressed send. Within 5 minutes the phone rang, and this client rang up saying, I didn't know anyone like you existed, you're perfect, I need you right now, can we do a session this afternoon, and I'll pay you for it.
Brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Sweet. Story. Fabulous. What do you like about social media?
I like the fact it's so instant, it's so free, it's open, it's inclusive, and the fact that there's no rules, and it changes and it's dynamic, and there's no right or wrong, you know, and people can use it for different things. So people can use it to talk about X Factor, or the Brits Awards, or people can use it for business, or people can use it creatively, you know. So one of my early books that I wrote before inverted commas social media came about was 100 Years of Ermyntrude, and I didn't realise at the time when I wrote it that it's a book in poetry, each of the stanzas is less than 140 characters. So when Twitter came about, I tweeted the story a stanza at a time. So you can use it for amazing creative uses as well as just broadcast uses.
I know you've had fun creating. I think it's the author part of you that's coming out in terms of creating, wordsmithing, should I say, creating fabulous tweets. if you were a business person starting out in social media, what would your top tip to that person be?
Well, I'd say first of all, if you use the linguistic parts of your brain daily, then you get better at it. So you know your words become better. First thing is I'd have a goal in mind. So what you want to achieve from it. So is it just more exposure? Is it clients? Is it just using it for social reasons? You know, if you work by yourself, for example, it's great to be able to connect with like-minded people. So have a goal in mind for what you want to get from it. And then have a strategy. It might be doing one blog a week or a couple of tweets a day. And then learning the protocol and semantics of tweeting. It's not all about broadcasting yourself, but actually also retweeting other people and becoming an advocate for other people. Then people become an advocate for you back, which works really, really well. So learn a little bit about the way that you use the tools, experiment, see what works well. But my top tip is be absolutely congruent in what you do. So, you know, don't sort of, if you're tweeting about business, don't start tweeting about things of an evening when you've had three or four bottles of wine or three or four glasses of wine, because you're that's always in your Twitter stream, it's always in your blog stream, it'll get indexed by Google, and that'll be there for a long time. So you're looking for a job or to do a merger and acquisition in business and what have you, and someone can do a search on Twitter, they'll see that you've been doing things that you shouldn't have done, and therefore that might come across the wrong way.
Thank you very much, Tom, for joining me and how social media has helped my business.
It's a great pleasure. And we'll blog this soon.